You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Hello, hello. My name is Tristan. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is currently 10:06 p.m. and we are broadcasting live at the station in UBC Vancouver on the unceded ancestral traditional land of the Musqueam people. I'm your host, Tristan. You're listening to The Care Package, which is just a limited show as part of the 24 Hours of Student Power. We're nearing the end tonight. In just 2 hours now. So, yeah, I have a fill-in show, which is really fun. It's actually kind of surreal being on air, like, solo, because I haven't done this in, like, many years. Bear with me. You just listened to Chola by Jerry Paper from the album Abracadabra. And our next song here, let's see, is by Canadian artist Kay Trinada. And this is 10% featuring Kelly Uchis. And welcome back, everyone. That was 10% by Catronauta and Kelly Uchis off of Catronauta's album Bubba. That's his second album, and I'm really excited to see where he goes from here. He just released a single pack, I believe, which was Intimidated. I hope he releases a new album soon. But yeah, basically, most of the music I'm going to be doing tonight is just stuff I've been listening to lately. In circulation, I guess you could say. And yeah, next up is, let's see, I've been switching this around as I sit here, but I think I'm going to do a song by Lovely Company, my lovely friends at Lovely Company. Aaron is actually our student exec president here, and he's part of Lovely Company, so yeah, great group. That's actually how I found out about the exec team and how I got involved through Aaron, so thanks to him, shout out to him again. And yeah, here's Caravan by his group Lovely Company.
Now I had a dream to slow them down, and now I've had two more. Boy, they keep coming when the coming gets tough. Got real loose. Now I'm trying to make it through. 'Cause I'm crying.
And that was Caravan by Lovely Company. Other things to say about this album. Well, there's a small EP called Lost at Sea, which it's off of. But I just remembered right now that I had the honor to do the... If you have Spotify and you have the mobile app, you can like check like videos or add videos to your songs. So if you check these out, I actually did these, which was really fun. I totally forgot I did these until like right now. So yeah, it was an honor doing those for them. But yeah, that was Caravan off of Lost at Sea by Lovely Company. We are moving on. Next up, let's see. Probably I'm going to play Bam Bam by Sister Nancy. This song I've known for a while, actually. I heard it like years ago, and it's been sampled to hell by like everybody, but I just love the original song. So yeah, this is Bam Bam by Sister Nancy.
Think of a bomb, bomb. The people with the arms of me can be a different style, different fashion. You know? Tell me, say one thing, Nancy, can't understand. Who one thing, Nancy, can't understand. One make them a talk about me ambition. Say one make them a talk about me ambition. Come and say some of them ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them no, no, it's from creation. I told them no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey, yo. What a bam.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Bam Bam by Sister Nancy. As I said, this song's been very sampled, which I didn't know until like recently. I think Kanye sampled it like 10 years ago or something. I don't know. Time escapes me, I guess. But yeah, I knew about it before that, and then it's cool to see it being sampled now by a lot of artists. But yeah, as I said, I really like the original song. So that was Bam Bam by Sister Nancy. Next up, we have a new song by Toro y Moi. I'm very excited for his upcoming album. He is a Bay Area local, but a lot of people know him as well, just in general. But this is The Loop off of his upcoming album. God, why am I forgetting the name? Mahal, I believe. Anyway, this is The Loop. Welcome back, everyone. That was The Loop by Toro Imoy. Toro Imoy, what am I saying? Toro Imoy. It's always confusing when you say his name. But, yeah, off of the new upcoming album, Mahal, which I think comes out in April. Very excited for that. That's been in my loop of songs. And, yeah, alongside the other singles coming off this album, which I believe are Postman and Magazine. But, yeah, I recommend people listen to those if you like this style. Next up, we have a song by Thundercat. This is going to be Them Changes off of his album Drunk from 2017, I think. Classic album, classic song. A lot of great Thundercat songs came off this album. I had the honor to see him live last summer, which was, like, insane. My girlfriend and I got to see him live in a park, which was crazy. But, yeah, this is one of my favorite songs by Thundercat. So, this is Them Changes. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. That was Them Changes by Thundercat. Not much to say about the song besides the fact that it is one of my favorites of his, although I think he really hit it out of the park with his new album. It is what it is. Kind of just like nailed the feeling of 2020, I would say. But if you haven't listened to that album, I also recommend that one. Drunk is really good, like the album from which we just played the song, but it's kind of all over the place, for better or for worse, so I recommend it less, but it has some very just amazing songs among kind of a mess, in my opinion. Some people disagree with me. But next song is a little bit of a sadder mood. It's Cranes in the Sky by Solange. Solange, I feel, is going to be like a... like, she's already a huge artist right now and is bridging a gap between music and, like, performance art like nobody else in the industry, but I feel like she's going to do a lot more in the 2020s, so look out for her. But this is off of her debut album, which was A Seat at the Table. And, yeah, this is Cranes in the Sky.
Away.
And welcome back, everyone. That was Cranes in the Sky by Solange. Just want to remind everyone, you're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power. We are nearing the end here at midnight. I just want to take a moment to shout out the amazing student exec team here at CITR, doing a lot of hard work, and everybody's been coming in for their shows, which has been really nice to see everybody's diverse taste in music. So, yeah, shout out to all the student exec here at CITR. Next up, we're going to switch it up and play an instrumental. This is off of Madlib's new album. Well, I guess not new anymore. Came out last year. But it feels like it's been the same year because of COVID. But this is off of Sound Ancestors. So if you don't know Madlib, you may know his work off of MF Doom's albums. He's done a lot of instrumentals. He also just does a lot of background work for a lot of artists. But he is one of the most famous producers, especially in rap. And also most, like, one of the most, like, mysterious, because he doesn't have a cell phone. He kind of just, like, lurks and puts out instrumentals and then disappears again. But his work is, like, crazy. He's a great producer. So this is Road of the Lonely Ones off of his most recent album called Sound Ancestors. And, yeah, let's take a listen. Welcome back, everyone. That was Road of the Lonely Ones by Madlib. Yeah, very sample heavy, like a lot of his work, except it's a lot more seamless on this one, especially. Not that it was a bad thing in his older work. I think it was well suited when it was a lot more abrupt with the samples, but here this album is, I forgot who arranged it. It was somebody else who arranged a lot of the sampling, but it was well done. Next song. We're going to be playing a song by Los Retros, which is a group out of Oxnard, Los Angeles, I believe. And I found out about them through Stone's Throw, which is coincidentally, I think, Madlib's label. But they're a very cool independent label. And Los Retros released through them, I think, a few years ago for the first time. And yeah, that's how I found out about them. Really cool group. Their frontman, Mori, has a really nice voice. And this album is kind of a compilation of some of their demos that were off of Bandcamp in the early days. I actually have their older album, but this is one of the songs off of that album. It's called It's Got to Be You. So I'll play that now.
He's fine.
Welcome back, everyone. That was It's Got to Be You by Los Retros. Los Retros has been putting out a lot of stuff recently. Their frontman, lead singer, is really talented and kind of leads the band. Not to say that the rest of them don't have a lot of talent. They do. But it's been cool to see where they go recently. So, yeah, this is one of their older songs, though. Next song is... I actually played this song last night when I was doing the kickoff with Violet and Valley. That was kind of impromptu, though. I kind of just picked it because I was like, I didn't know I was going to be doing the kickoff, but I happened to be there, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to join in. It was fun. But I'm going to play it again because I've just been listening to it a lot and this album a lot. But this is The High Road by Broken Bells. I bring this one up a lot recently as well because I grew up listening to the song, especially around the early 2010s. My parents used to put this one on, like, mix CDs in the car and stuff, and also, like, when we started getting iPods. But, yeah, this was a... At the time, it was just like, oh, yeah, I hear this all the time. And then I think around, like, me being 13, I heard it again. I was like, I don't know. I used to listen to this when I was a kid. It's whatever. But I've grown back into this, like, group, Broken Bells, especially because one of the two people in this duo is Danger Mouse, and he does kind of like Mad Lib, a lot of instrumental and like background work for a lot of artists, and I just keep learning more and more projects he's involved with, and I'm just impressed. So especially returning to this album now, the instrumental work is insane. Yeah, Danger Mouse's work on a lot of other projects is just crazy. He really puts a whole project together, especially with, like, Gnarls Barkley. I'm trying to think. Also, his collaboration with MF Doom is pretty good. And then Rome, which was, I think, a solo album of his. But yeah, this is The High Road, which is off of his duo Broken Bells.
Come on.
And that was The High Road by Broken Bells. Yeah, as I said, my parents turned me on to this album when I was a lot younger. And while I didn't exactly dismiss it at first, I came back to it much stronger now, appreciating like a lot of the instrumental work. And yeah, it's frankly like really cool to listen to nowadays. So yeah, I recommend that album. And yeah, next up we have a song by Ivan Av. Ivan Av is an artist from Norway. Though all of his songs are in English, and he's recently taken more of a, like, I don't know how to describe it, more of a soul approach, but he used to do a lot more like rap. But yeah, it's one of my favorite songs by him. It was off of his second to most recent album, where he took like a complete change in style and like invited a lot of artists on. But at the same time, he's a very like low-key artist. Like, you don't hear much about him, which I like. He kind of stays under the radar. But yeah, this is Phone Won't Charge.
It's good what comes back around if you hold on. I know I haven't been looking up this whole time. For all I know, hope might have hit me up, but my shit just won't charge. Looking at my very own life, do I really know y'all? Eyes rejoice walking around cooling. She was in town for a party with Mutual. We talked about the hardships of being booed up. Doom in the back of my mind, but I'm feeling super. And she went on her phone, pulling news up. Another lost soul, found a mask to shoot up. You don't gotta guess the skin color of the shooter when the newspapers had him looking so cute and suited up. Wormholes, bullet holes, who you trust? I don't know shit, and my phone won't charge. Houston, we got a problem, they be shooting like Russ. Yeah. I ain't get hit, cause my phone won't charge. Dreams of putting my mind in flight mode. Meets that feeling of needing a hide out. I don't know, be writing the code for the slideshow, rolling in front of my eyes though. I mute that like a group chat, while I'm working on where to regroup at. It'll never go out of style like a cool hat. 1934, you can loop that, it's here. It's ill with a comeback around if you hold on. Look, I know I haven't been looking up this whole time. For all I know, hope might have hit me up, but my shit just won't charge. Looking at my very own life. Now I gotta talk to him, cause my phone won't charge. Barbecuing with the crew, but the main source. Somebody had to show me, cause my phone won't charge. Photos of us barbecuing the rainforest. Brainstorming on how to get out the game on him. Dead phone, leave it in my stand, raise on him. By the way, it was great seeing your face, homie. Still a grindstone rolling in my cell. Slide shit, they be sliding big bro to intel. Oh shit, they be plotting planet of the incels. While a big booty block trying to land the sail and go home. Next day, switch back on. A long text from my ex, let's scroll. It's ill what comes back around if you hold on. I know I haven't been looking up this whole time. For all I know, hope might have hit me up, but my shit just won't charge. Looking at my very own life, do I really know y'all?
Welcome back. That was Phone Won't Charge by Ivan Av. Like I said, Norwegian artist, rapper turned more in the soul direction recently. But yeah, he came out with some songs recently. I think it was a mini EP. And they were very solid. And he did not say he was doing an EP. And I was anticipating an album. And then he was like, that's it. And it was like three songs. And I was like, oh, okay. I feel betrayed. but yeah, hopefully he puts out more stuff soon. We are approaching the end of my show here, but don't go anywhere. We will have one more show before 24 hours of student power is over tonight at midnight. But yeah, we're probably going to finish here on one or two more songs. The next one is by Hope Tala. She's a British artist, and this is Love Stained by her, off of her album Sensitive Soul. It's been a while since I've listened to Hope, but I really liked what she had to offer in her debut album, I think a few years ago. So I'm definitely like getting back into her music lately. So yeah, this is Love Stained by Hope Tala.
I'll make it better, I'll make it better. You never have to worry about me. I'll make it better, baby, there's no pressure. This love is made for us, you'll see. Fruit gets ripe and it's love.
Well, now I'm joined by some of the other people from the student exec, and we're going to be going into the finale here. I'm going to finish off with one more song for Care Package tonight, but thank you so much for joining me. Our last song for the night is going to be Andromeda by Gorillaz and Shelly, which is he's formerly known as Dram. That's right, he changed his name, or I guess changed it back. But yeah, this is Andromeda, and thank you for joining me tonight. This is 24 Hours of Student Power, and we are about to finish at midnight. So yeah, join us for our last show. I'll be here. A bunch of other people will be here. People just keep coming. It's great. All right, this is Andromeda.
Take it in your heart now, lover. there's no substitute. Who even knows the truth? The truth, the truth.
Take it in your heart now, lover. Take it in your heart, heart, heart. Take it in your heart. Take it in your heart.
Where we all been
outside cold and ghosting out with jet lag. Took it to the right man. Took it all back. When the cards were closing, it was Bobby Grayson. I know that I put it to the right man. He put it back.
Dark in the grass, stars and lights, dreaming back.